Good morning. Rick Thomas, host of Yachting USA, coming to you from the Palm Beach International Boat Show. Wow. Talk about an interesting boat show. It started out beautiful, and then the last 2 days, if you've been paying attention, we've had rain and wind and just snotty weather, and still the show endured. People pushed through it, and now here we are on the last day of the show. It's gorgeous out, and I have the privilege and pleasure of sitting with my long-term friend and boat builder, Tim Kings. Tim, thanks for joining the podcast, and so good to see you, my friend.
Good seeing you, Rick, and welcome to a beautiful West Palm Beach day here Sunday. It is exciting to be here, and thank you for having this little chat.
I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and I think what I like about this is I have the opportunity of introducing you to people that may not know about you and your career. You and I have known each other for over 35 years. That's pretty cool. So I know a lot about Tim Kings. But for those who don't, he's one of the quiet heroes of our industry. He has done so much in the background and sometimes in the foreground, designing and building yachts around the world. And he's got some cool things coming up that we want to talk about. But I thought we'd start out with how you started in this industry and the path you took to get to where you are today.
Okay, thank you. And you mentioned you and I have known each other for 35 years. When I was just thinking, I go back starting 47 years ago when my parents gave me the Westlawn School of Yacht Design. That's all I wanted to do, and I focused on it. I had a drafting table in my room, which led me to 77, 78, starting at Kiwi Boats of Florida, famous Kiwi Boats of Florida, which we were building composite race boats for designs by Ron Holland, Herman Frères, Doug Peterson. We built, intimately involved with Kealoha 4, a Condor, and a Mama Mucci, which was a Herman Frères design. First time I ever worked in metric. It was very exciting.
Wow.
So those were great, exciting years. As we evolved on, I got an invite to go out to China to build a 49-foot sailboat in Xiamen, China, and live there year-round for 4 or 5 years.
Niama, interesting you've got the command of the Chinese language like that. I'm sure that served you well.
Oh, a total of 12 years in Asia. It taught me a lot about the culture, what we could do. Coming up, we'll discuss a little bit more some of those projects there, but after those 4 years of composite engineering and design and building and racing sailboat involved with the 79 Fastnet, our boats were there. Off I went to China, and after those years, I came back from China and went to see my friends at Kiwi Boats of Florida. Because while I went to China, I also then went to Taiwan, designed my own Macintosh 47.
Right, I
produced
remember that.
22 of those, and I had... Coming to the end of it in 89, I sent one to Sarasota, Florida, and I was commissioning it, and I was going to go up and see my old friends at Kiwi Boats. Gary Carlin, Jim Barillas, those guys, all the guys that were Kiwi, were now part of Winship Kiwi Racing Division.
Right.
And it was while I was there that I got invited to join them, leave Taiwan and Macintosh behind, and come over and do the Ron Holland 105-foot, manage the construction, manage the design. And so we built that. I think that boat is called Miniskirt today.
Oh, wow. Now, of course, Ron Holland is a legacy designer. I think he's got a studio in Ireland.
In Cork, Ireland, he did at that time. Ron Holland was married to Gary Carlin's sister. So there was a relationship. Gary Carlin owned Kiwi.
Right. There
and,
you go.
It was during my stay there that Gary sent me to Ireland to Ron's office, and I worked there on the lines plans for Kealoha 4, doing construction drawings for some of the other Ron Holland design boats that were being built by Kiwi. Condor was another one of those. I was helping produce engineering drawings, composite drawings, while Ron was doing the design work, the hull form.
How cool.
So that was my intro back into the United States after being gone for about 9 years between China and Taiwan.
And you and I met in Tampa.
That is right.
At Winship.
You're
building Sailing Yacht Teal.
We were building a Ted Hood design, which oddly enough, too, I was still living in Taiwan and was on my hull number 22 when Bruce Livingston and Ted Hood invited me to come up to Taipei and bring my moles. I came up there not with moles at first, but I came up there and met with Ted Hood and Bruce Livingston, and they said, why don't you come up here and join us? We're going to build this boat for this guy named Michael Damon. And I went, no kidding. Here's the drawings. They had drawings and spec books. They had everything. And I spent 3 days in Taipei with Ted Hood and Bruce Livingston. And then I left for the States to go commission my sailboat in Sarasota to go up and see my friends at Kiwi.
There you go.
Which was now Winship. And they said, Tim, why don't you come and join us here? We're doing this Ron Holland 105, and we're going to do this boat for Dingman. I went, Dingman? I just saw these very drawings.
You so just connected two dots,
I
didn't
connected
you?
Two dots.
I love that.
I saw these. It was a big spec book, all the drawings. Mr. Dingman was just the most classiest gentleman you'd ever want to know. And so I left Taiwan behind, and we set up a new life at Winship. Then it became Trident. And all the composite guys that were part of Kiwi were now part of Winship. And we went on and built the Billy Tripp boat, Cinderella. Ted Hood's Teal was really a crowning achievement for me to be so intimately involved with that boat and with that owner and his family.
I remember that build because I was involved doing a little part of it. And it was, to me, I was really early in my career as well. I thought it was incredibly fascinating. And I started then in my career to understand relationships and how things connect. And it's a foundation of what we do, I think.
It is the foundation, because that foundation that we built 35 years ago is still here it is today with what we're
trying
to do.
Rock
solid.
So,
yeah, there's a lot of history and a lot of... Right. But you did build some beautiful jewelry davits, and Mr. Dingman wanted everything the highest possible quality that was in the world. And so we went to you guys and said, this is what it needs to look like. And then you designed and built, engineered, installed.
And modified.
And I got a picture of you sitting in that tender, hanging on that davit.
I still have that photo somewhere, too.
Yeah,
that was a classical moment.
It was a wonderful project. And the boat's up in Newport, Rhode Island now, named Smith.
Smith. I remember it. Got a recent refit down in South Florida.
That is right. And a new stern on it as well there. But when Mr. Dingman, after he owned it for about 8 or 9 years or maybe longer, he was dying of cancer, poor guy, and sold it to Ed Bosarge, who was turned it in Tenacious. Ed owned Over Yonder K. Mr. Dingman owned Little Pipe, and he had a house in Lyford K. Little Lyford K.
Yeah.
So that was an exciting time to see the boat go away and go into new hands and get new updates.
Right. Yeah. And then after that, I think your career made a transition into motor yachts.
It did. That was the last big sailboat that I was involved with. Yes. When I left there, I ended up going to Delta.
Yep.
Yeah. And oddly enough, too, while at Delta was a guy, Johnny Thompson, that we had built a racing sailboat for, a Ron Holland design named Infinity.
Right.
Back in 77, 78, along in there. It was an IOR racing sailboat. And then here I see all these years later, Johnny Thompson building Affinity at Delta.
There you have it.
That was great. But
yeah.
I was doing Lady Linda.
Yeah. And I was involved in Affinity and Lady Linda at Delta.
We
sat together in the trailer they had there for the project managers on site.
You guys did that wonderful jack-in-a-box davit that folded up and went away like a mini umbrella. By the hot tub. I remember that.
Yep. I think Mr. Dan Filanovich had called that his coffee table davit because of the way it packaged up and you could throw a piece of linen over it and actually have service on top of it. Nice utility.
Yeah.
So Delta, that's one of the few shipyards that are left here in the States actively and quite successfully building boats.
And segueing that, they are still there, but after I left Lady Linda, done, finished, I went to Christensen.
That's right.
Dave Christensen met me at the airport, and we were doing this new project called Liquidity.
Liquidity.
And so I left Delta.
And for perspective, how big were these boats? I know, but I don't think all of our listeners know.
Delta was their 125-foot series.
Right.
They had a boat St. Jill. They had a boat Scott Free. And we got to know those captain and crews at that time there.
Small
so there was
community.
A series going on of their 125s. And Doug right. Von Allman got one. And it was a special boat. It was very special.
Lady Linda.
Lady Linda, yeah. Yep. Had a Jeff Homechick's $500,000 in stunning stones from around the world that went into that boat as art. Jeff yeah. did a superb job on it.
Love the details. Now, the Christensen was a bigger boat, wasn't it?
Christensen was a 155, and it was his second Christensen, but first new build.
All right.
And Henry Lucan was at the peak of his business prowess with his phone business. So we built him a very custom for him and his family, 155-footer. Dave was still alive then and very much involved with it. He would sit in on weekly meetings, saw all the correspondence with the owner, and we just made it right. a fun experience. Yeah.
And this was before Dave sold the shipyard.
This was before Dave sold the shipyard and before now Dave and Mary, God rest them, are gone. But they were very much part of that. As much as Jack Jones and Ivor and those guys were, yep. it was family-run business, and it's a family-run business today yeah. at Delta.
And that's cool to be back in those days. I, too, I still know Jack and Ivor well and had the privilege of working with Dave Christensen and
yes.
conversations with him about the evaluation and the actual cost to build a crane. That was
yes.
a fun conversation. But yeah. the bottom line is these are successful characters in our industry that actually made an impact and left a legacy.
Left a legacy. They did, in fact.
Yeah.
They did, in fact.
And so after the Christensen build, where did your career take you from there?
From there, an old Kiwi. Again, we keep going back to these old
funny how that works, right?
An old Kiwi and fellow roommate at one time at Kiwi was Jim Barillas. Jim Barillas was coming out of Intermarine and was
at
taking
Savannah.
Over running of Trinity Yachts of the from the yacht building side. So Jimmy called me while I was still at Christensen and said, why don't you come down and join us? We're building new, wonderful, great, big things at Trinity. So I saw that arc of Trinity from going from Trinity Industries building barges and whatnot. And when John Dane and Billy, when they took it over from, who was it, Free Golden Halter, I think,
yeah.
they spun off and Trinity became the Trinity Yachts yeah. that it became during that period.
That was fascinating to watch that. And I expect to be sitting with Billy in the near future, Billy Smith,
yeah.
to talk about that. I got involved while they were building the K-Series, which were essentially OSVs that were being turned into white boats.
Very good. You're
and,
right.
And they were learning the art, if you will, of making a yacht. And then they went into the T-Series builds. And I think you were involved with another Lady Linda at that point in time?
Very good. I
hey.
Actually came there when it was the K-Series. And my first project was K116 for Benny Bray. And it was Algorithm was the name of the boat. It was a Claudette Bonneville. And it was a second one because D. Robinson did the other same size boat there. So that's when I came. And then right after that, it went to the T-Series. And let's see, I was there for Wheels. I was the project manager building Rick Hendrix's
yeah.
Wheels.
And that's when we met Dick Seidenspinner and that
that's
group
right.
of guys.
That's
yep.
right. And Jeff Homechick again was doing the marble work on that boat. Seahawk.
Yeah.
That was, again, they jumped up to that 150 size range. And Mia Leese for Terry
yeah.
Taylor.
We, yeah.
I was the project manager on that. And Stuart McClure had been with Jimmy Barillas over at Intermarine.
Intermarine.
And Tom Conboy was part of that whole thing. And it was an yeah. exciting time. All those players.
No doubt
that,
about it.
That have woven their yeah. ways into our careers.
But yeah, we and still work with these guys, Tom Conboy, Stuart McClure.
We saw him last night.
We celebrated Jimmy Barillas' retirement last year.
Yes.
And kudos yeah. to you, Jim. I tell you what, if you're listening, nothing but love and respect for
yeah,
what
you
did.
Go. Shout out to Jim Barillas. Jimmy.
Absolutely. And that one's fun because it's our careers parallel. I, too, when I was running Nautical Structures with my partner, Bob, I think Trinity built just north of 63 builds.
Yeah,
I'm aware that my company was involved in 52 of those builds.
Yes. Yeah.
A very good client. And John Dane and Billy, nothing but thanks and gratitude for your confidence
support.
And support. That helped put my company on the map as well.
And it's how it works. Yeah, many others, from the air conditioning people, the headhunter, the stabilizers, steering,
D'Angelo,
all those people are woven
into this.
And I see it from, I always saw you as that dimension of hydraulics, passerelles, davits and whatnot, but we've had all these other categories, some of these people that really do go back to Kiwi boat days. And Jimmy Barillas was there in Flip.
Our industries had really, the industry we know today had its foundation laid in the late 70s, early 80s.
It was. And for us that are this age now, who have been in it, for me now, this is 47 years, and I was already building boats with my father before that, many more years. But 47 years for me started with really Westlawn and Kiwi Boats, yeah, and on I've gone. And these have been consecutive years.
Right, right. So that's a wonderful segue into, here we are in 2024, and I'm aware of a project you've kicked off in Mexico, in the Yucatan.
Yes.
I'm allowed to say it. Yucatan Yacht and Ship.
Yucatan Yacht and Ship is where we are now, but there's still some missing chunks there, in that after that period, I went back to Ocean Alexander to do the Ocean Alexander 12.
Didn't mean to jump ahead of you there. That's absolutely irrelevant and needed to be talked about. Absolutely.
And then from there, I wanted to give a shout out really to Brian Carter and Joe Marino. They were guys that introduced me into King Baby, the world, Joe Simone. Through Atlantic Yacht and Ship.
Yep.
And they were part of it. We were a team, like a neutron bomb that put together King Baby.
King Baby was an amazing build. I was part of that too. We designed some really cool equipment.
And you were part of that with passerelles and davits and whatnot, but also, going back to the Teal days, Evan Marshall was the designer. And we just had dinner with Evan
last night.
Shout out to Evan.
Yep.
He was the designer of that, exterior, interior, and worked hand
amazing
in hand
talent.
With Joe
amazing
and
talent.
Anna on that project. Yeah. That was a dynamo of a project.
Brought you back to China for a couple of years.
Brought me back to China for two and a half years. And then Serenity. So these things are on video links that you can see what these boats look like that we're talking about.
And these were only delivered a few years ago.
Seven
years ago.
Yeah.
Tell us, where, if someone was listening to this and they wanted to see one of these boats, because I think that's important. If they see what you were doing hands-on in China, they would probably have a great understanding of what you're intending to bring forward now. Where would they find these videos?
Yeah, there was a charter video, I think, that was done up on King Baby. Call me or call Rick. We'll have a link there if you would like to see what we've done in the middle of our career, the height of our career. What the boats look like, because we were intimately involved with bringing these things to life.
Perfect. We'll embed a hyperlink into this so everybody that's listening and watching can go and take a look at this video. I encourage you to do it, because I've seen that video myself, and it is profound. You look at that and you go, wow, that's an incredible
build. And it shows
you
what can be done in China.
Right.
It can be done if you put the right team of people.
There you go.
It couldn't have been done without the team that Joe Simone, Joe Marino,
Brian
Doug
Carter,
Rhodes, all those guys, Brian Carter, Evan Marshall. It was constant communication.
That was an A-team.
I would say we have now put together an A-team to do what we're getting ready to do in Progreso, Mexico, in the Yucatan Peninsula. It's a beautiful place. I've been there now a half dozen times. I have a house picked out.
All right.
We're setting up the operation. We got a great little yard with a travel lift.
Habla Espanol?
Yes. Yeah. Buenos dias, senor. I'm taking Duolingo to get my Spanish going, get Chinese out of my head.
There you go.
So anyways.
That's cool. So if you want to fly over there, you fly into what, Cancun?
You'd fly into Merida.
Merida, okay.
And then it's a 30-minute drive from there out to the coast.
Right.
To the yard there, and we really do. It looks like something very special. There's a special opportunity that we've been able to pull together, because I've seen what it looks like when you pull that team together.
Right.
I know what that, I recognize there's opportunity there, and I'm excited to go and set up the operation and build a boat that's similar to King Baby, similar to Serenity.
I mean, I'm excited for you guys too. And you, when you think about it, it's Mexico, but it's in Mexico, and you come around the tip of Florida, it's actually closer to get there than it is up into New Orleans or Gulfport, isn't it?
It is, in fact. It's about 480 miles from South Florida, and it takes us an hour and 30 minutes on a plane. It's
Perfect.
Not very long.
Perfect.
And people have been wonderful to us and friendly, and it's a very safe place.
So I understand this is a 35-meter boat you're building.
Yeah.
It's the Pantera 35.
Pantera 35. It's a beautiful 5-stateroom, 7-foot headroom, raised pilot house. It's a beautiful Yuri Bukovich design.
GRP composite.
Composite construction. I've already witnessed all the parts are out of the mold.
Fantastic.
I have the hull, the deck, superstructure, hardtop.
Oh, it's real.
I'm a year and a half into this thing right now, ready for metal parts, ready for engines and generators.
Everything
and
dials up. You're a year and a half, 2 years away from
I'm a year and a half away, and we have guys that have been looking and talking with us about joining this opportunity.
And based on what you just said, anybody who's interested in buying this 35-meter boat, you're in the sweet spot right now because the bones are there, the structure's there,
yes.
But you have the opportunity to turn it into your boat now.
Yes, and we have the opportunity to turn it into a special client's family boat.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful design, and it is. It's a 5-stateroom, 115-foot, 35-meter project, and it's just, I cannot wait to see it here. West Palm Beach or Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I'll tell
It'll
you what.
Fun. It's going to be a fun project.
It will be good to see it here at the docks in a couple of years. And it'll be fun to circle back around and do another interview on board the boat and say, hey, remember when we talked about
remember
this?
Remember this then, Rick, and we will do this again.
Absolutely.
A little bit more gray hair, losing a little bit more hair. But we will be back and we will be around.
Smiling and in the game and still having a lot of fun.
Still
wow.
Having a lot of fun.
Tim, you have had an amazing career, and I have to tell you, I am so privileged and happy to have been participated with you. I've got to also give my friend a nice shout out. Those who don't know, there's a little backstory about Tim and the whales. And I ran into this visiting in St. Augustine many years ago, and Tim carved me this beautiful cachalot. Cachalot's another way of talking about a sperm whale. This design came from, I think, something your dad did that was hung outside. You got the story right.
This goes back to boat building with my dad. So boat building for me started back in early to mid 60s. And it was a piece of plywood, marine grade, that came from a Luger kit boat. Where he got the shape, I'm not certain, but he cut out that whale, went to the hardware store and got our name and stuck it to it. And it hung outside our intercoastal waterway house for 40 years.
So those who are blessed with having a friendship with a guy like Tim, occasionally you are gifted. And I have this beautiful, it's almost a meter long.
What's the wood it's carved from? That wood came out of teal. I normally select a piece of wood just right. I make them bigger now.
Right.
From the projects that I'm working on.
I love it.
So, like, I have a whale from King Baby Wood. I have a whale from Serenity Wood. That came from teal wood.
So, this whale has hung in my office for years now. And
right now, we're doing some warranty work.
We're doing some warranty work. Unfortunately, I don't know if a door slammed wrong or just whatever, fell off the wall and landed tail first. And I was heartbroken to see, you know, what happened to the tail end of that mammal. But Tim has it in his shop again. He sent me some photos. It looks like it's going to look like brand new in a short period of time. And I'm so grateful because I would hate to lose that piece of legacy of our friendship. It's very special to me.
I do like that. When I look at it now, it's an older model.
It's an older model.
I like to update
I got a
it,
vintage so. Version. I
yeah,
got the
yeah.
vintage version. That's the one that's going to be like really valuable one day.
It will.
So.
I hope.
Tim, thank you. Thank you so much for sitting with me today.
Thank you, Rick.
I hope you have a wonderful day at the boat show. And I look forward to future conversations that we'll enjoy.
Too, this will be good to see once we get the Pantera.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. So this has been Rick Thomas, host of Yachting USA, the podcast. We're produced in Palma by Rhea Rao, Yachting International Radio. Many thanks go out to Rhea for making this possible. look forward to future conversations that'll be coming out shortly. So follow Yachting International Radio or follow the podcast Yachting USA, and you will find our content. This particular episode is sponsored by Yucatan Yacht and Ship. Thank you very much, Tim, for the sponsorship opportunity and your support of our program. And until we have the opportunity to speak again, Rick Thomas, I am out of here.